Sitting in his office at the Wendell H. Ford Government Center in Owensboro, the former senator said he didn't set out to become a public servant. After serving in the Army in World War II and selling insurance, Ford became active in the local JCs.
We all were interested in politics, or not necessarily didn't understand it as politics, but improvement of local government. So then the Senate race came up, state Senate race came up, and they were having a hard time finding somebody that they thought might be a good candidate and could win. And finally they turned around and looked at me and said, "Wendell, you're it."
Ford won that 1965 state Senate race by just 305 votes. But from that point on, the Davis County Democrats' political career was on a sharp upward trajectory. 2 years later, he was elected lieutenant governor, despite the fact that the governor's race was won by a Republican, Louis Nunn. In 1971, Ford became Kentucky's 53rd governor, defeating along the way two other famous names in Kentucky politics, former governors Burt Combs and A.B. Happy Chandler. Looking back at his time in the governor's mansion, Ford said executive power definitely had advantages not afforded to a U.S. senator.
Had the ability to start a project or stop it. If people wouldn't do what you want them to do, you could fire them, get somebody that would. And so whether you liked it or not, it was the governor, and it was his fault, or it was his praise.
As governor, Ford championed a severance tax on coal, a 2 cent per gallon gas tax, and an increased corporate tax. At the time, Kentucky governors were not allowed to serve consecutive terms, so Ford entered the 1974 U.S. Senate race. He managed to unseat one-term GOP incumbent Marlo Cook. Ford said one of the first things he learned in Washington was that he would have to be patient.
I took a box full of projects for Kentucky, sewer and water systems and all that. And so I was really frustrated. I was about ready to throw it back at him. And I think it was John Stennis patted me on the knee. He said, "Now, son, don't get too excited. He said, if we can't get to it this week, we'll get to it next week. And if we don't make it next week, we'll get it to the week after that."
Ford soon became known as one of the nation's leading advocates for tobacco farmers. His toughest moment in the Senate, he said, came late in his career over issues surrounding the state's cash crop.
I had a bill that I wish I could have passed. I got sabotaged by some of my friends, Kentucky friends, by the way, that said they were going to help me and did not. In fact, put a little knife in what I was trying to do.
While Ford refused to name names during this 2010 interview, he and Republican Senator Mitch McConnell split over a proposed settlement over lawsuits against tobacco companies. Ford supported a bill that would have kept in place the federal price support system for tobacco, while also offering a huge aid package for tobacco farmers. McConnell championed a smaller aid package and an end to the price support system. It was a bitter defeat for Ford. Still, the Owensboro native says most disagreements he encountered during his 24 years in Washington were overcome by bringing people together behind closed doors and keeping them there until their problems were solved. When asked in 2010 about the current state of American politics, the former Senate whip said he thought money and political action committees played a larger role than knocking on doors and looking people in the eye. And he had this advice for those who believe that everyone in Washington is a crook.
They're honest. You know, everybody else is crooked. Get into politics themselves if they want to straighten it out. And we need a lot of good people in politics.
When asked how he would like to be remembered, Wendell Ford offered this simple description: someone who tried and was friendly. Reporting from Bowling Green, I'm Kevin Willis.